This is the Big K Morning Show, a record travel week anticipated. And we're going to go right to Jim Garrity with AAA, an old colleague of ours who's been working with AAA now. How many years, Jim?
Oh, about 7 years or so, I think, something along those lines.
Man, that's unbelievable. And you've been doing a great job for them. And I know this is a busy week. There's a convergence of a lot of things, not only travel by car, certainly by air, with the TSA's alert at the beginning of last week about getting to Pittsburgh International early between 5 and 8 a.m. In particular, 2.5 to 3 hours they're recommending. And we checked lines early, and they were pretty long in the early part of the 5 o'clock hour. They've smoothed out a little bit, but a lot going on. So let's talk first about gasoline prices. Where do we stand now?
Well, with gasoline prices, so we've been hovering around the $3.50, here and there across the country. Looking at Pennsylvania, Larry, I'm sure you're aware, PA always sits a little bit higher than our national average. Today, we're looking at $3.63, but that's pretty much where we've been. Give or take, that's pretty much where we've been for most of this year. And when you look back, say last year, it's one penny cheaper. So we've been looking at prices that have gone up and down, but they've all been revolving around the same level. And from our perspective at AAA, it does seem like even though they're still relatively expensive, it's something that people know how to bake into their budget at this point. And it's funny, Larry, even when gas prices were at their record highs, which was in 2022, it was not a deterrent for people to go take road trips. There were actually more people taking road trips and saying that they would do other things with their day-to-day lives because they wanted to prioritize leisure travel, and we're definitely not seeing that slowing down.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. I think after post-pandemic and people are like, I'm just going to do it. I'm traveling. RV travel is up. Air travel is up. Automobile travel is up. And if you ask any of the resorts, they're seeing big increases. So kind of get that. Mm-hmm. Now, this week, we noticed a lot of people started last Friday, actually Thursday night. But as we work through the week, which is anticipated to be the busiest travel day? Would that be like Wednesday and then Sunday for people coming back?
Yeah. One of your worst days is going to be Wednesday. Wednesday, I would say even starting as early as tomorrow. From AAA's perspective, look, we're expecting a record amount of people who are going to be traveling, just short of 71 million across the country, and it is a road trip holiday. The majority of those people will be driving. And you're going to have people who are still going back and forth to work. They're going to be mixing with people who are getting a head start on that holiday around Tuesday, Wednesday. And then everyone's going to be coming home at the same time to get ready for work on Monday. So with that in mind, yeah, you should avoid those times. But like we've been saying, record amount of people on the roads. Give yourself extra time no matter when you're going, because you very well could run into traffic. And I think in talking about the airport and seeing some of these stories coming out of there, you know, the typical rule for domestic travel or the rule of thumb is, like, you want to be at the airport around 2 hours before your flight. It's not a bad idea to follow that recommendation and bump that up to 2.5 or maybe even 3 hours.
Yeah, I know that we talked to Bob Kerlick from the Allegheny County Airport Authority about that, and they have the alternate checkpoint upstairs. If you go in and you're familiar with where TSA and the security is, if you go just to the right an escalator, there's an alternate checkpoint. Even that was really long this morning. So we've seen some increases in those lines. Recommend checking out TSA PreCheck, which you can do too, especially if you're a frequent traveler. And then the good news, I guess, is when they open the new airport, Jim, as you know, they're going to have more security lines, so
By the way, that PreCheck, I know that there's a time period of approval, so I'm not sure if that would go into effect if you were to go get it at this point. I mean, you would get a number that you'd be able to apply to your ticket today, but for a lot of those people, they already have those plane tickets booked, and there'd be a process behind that. So if TSA PreCheck is on your mind, do it today. Make sure that you're getting you're not doing that at the last minute. Going in for that approval process, if you want to have your best shot at that applying to your 4th of July travel. Also, I will say from personal experience, I signed up for TSA PreCheck last year. One of the best travel decisions I have ever made, bar none.
Yeah, I agree. I I don't have it, and I should. So that, I'm going to put that on my list. Things to do, I'm going to write that down. TSA PreCheck, but it's not something you can get immediately. So this is for future travel.
And also, if you're a AAA member, make sure you're keeping an eye on the AAA magazine that we send out in our area, the Motorists. Sometimes at our local branches, we actually have week-long events where we bring TSA in, and you can come to our branch and go through that process with them and through us.
The other thing before you go, Jim, that I love you guys do is this series of Pennsylvania license plates that are peeling periodically. Mm-hmm. To go through that process, that's a real pain, but when you guys set it up, it makes it easy.
Yeah, and that's something else, like, because we have hundreds of people who come to those events, which means that there's really a demand for that in our area alone. What we do is we bring law enforcement to our AAA branches for these events where if your license plate is determined by them to be illegible, peeling, bubbling, cracked, whatever, you are eligible in the state of Pennsylvania for a free replacement, which will be mailed to you. So you have to have law enforcement sign off on that. You can go do that on your own. But we at AAA, what we do is we bring that conveniently to one location. They'll take a look at it. They'll sign the form. You drop it in the mail. And then you know, you'll have a license. If you need it, you'll have your license plate mailed to you. That is such a popular event. Another thing that, yeah, keep your eye on that newspaper, because what we're advertising those all the time.
There's only one thing better for me, Jim, and that's when they have the shredding events. Very excited about those in places around the city. Meanwhile, get your information at AAA. It's a tremendous value if you're not a member. I think you should be. Jim, have a great holiday week, and appreciate the time.
Yeah, you too, Larry.
Jim Garrity with AAA. We're very excited to have the president and CEO of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick. And he's going to sit in with us, talk about what's coming at this world-class museum that we have in the Strip District. And Aaron, wait till you meet Andy. He is somebody that you immediately recognize as being very passionate about what he does. And he's such a good storyteller.
Really comes through time capsules. It comes through that he's just passionate.
And a couple of years ago, I took a tour. I'm a native. I've been to the Heinz History Center before and still had no idea how much is really there. If you have the time, even this summer, and if you think you've seen it all, you haven't. And what's also additionally amazing is they have this relationship with the Smithsonian, which has certain bars they have to reach, including the air circulation in the Heinz History Center is the cleanest indoor air in the city of Pittsburgh. Did you know that?
I did not know that, but that is amazing. I toured the History Center during my internship right out of college a few years ago, and I do remember just being mesmerized. It's takes you back. You're walking through hallways and it takes you back. It's beautiful in there.
And the history of this, you know, part of the country, this city, is really amazing.
It is. Yeah, Andy has a really nice lineup of topics to talk about. Very excited to hear what he has to say.
So Andy will join us in our 9 o'clock hour. Meanwhile, Thursday is the official July 4th holiday celebration. The City of Pittsburgh Independence Day celebration starts at Four Point State Park. It's one of three venues. Obviously, the fireworks are the big show, 9:35. You can tune in 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDK. We have the soundtrack, and we're going to have the Bonanza Mix, the Fireworks Bonanza Mix from TJ the DJ, presented by People's Natural Gas and brought to you by Red Ribbon Soda, Pittsburgh's Pop, Save a Lot, Phil D. Lucenti and Associates, and South Hills Lincoln. You can check out the events, kdkradio.com. But it includes, they have a food truck corral, they're calling it, presented by People's Natural Gas. Obviously, music, stuff for the kids, and not just at Point State Park, but across the Allegheny to the North Shore, the PNC Great Lawn, and Liberty Avenue. What are you going to do July 4th besides work?
Right. Mm-hmm. Fresh out of the show, the Big K Morning Show, I will head to my brother-in-law's house. He is a big fan of backyard
Oh,
shenanigans.
This is your brother-in-law that likes to blow off fireworks.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So I have lots of nieces and nephews, so it'll be fun. They have a pool back there. We'll have a joint family gathering, so it should be fun. What about you, Larry?
Just Porchville.
Nice.
I'm excited because I got a new Blackstone grill.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the cast iron griddle types, and I seasoned it. I didn't know when you bought it, you have to season the grill.
So interesting.
Yeah, you put on this, it's like a, I don't know if it's lard or whatever, you put teaspoons on, so you superheat the grill. You put this stuff on, and then you have to paint, literally paint it. You take tongs with a paper towel, and you paint the entire cast iron surface, cast iron in the sides. Then you got to let it burn off. Then you got to do that 2 or 4 more times.
Whoa. I said this once. You're an artist.
Yeah, I'm in a sense, yes. You're painting your cast iron grill.
Yep.
But I'm not sure why I didn't have one before, or why the cast iron Blackstone in particular grills got so popular.
It's mesmerized your heart. It's very clear in how you're talking about it right now.
It's joyful. Yeah.
It's captured you.
It's 8:25 at KDKA from the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. AAA traffic powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville now open. Ellie, what's going on? Sounds like the garage door opened.
Larry, the Parkway West inbound slows right before you approach the top of Green Tree Hill, and that is heavy all the way down towards the Fort Pitt Tunnels. The inbound Parkway East slows approaching Forest Hills, and on Route 28, it's moving right along from the Highland Park Bridge all the way down past the 40th Street Bridge. Over on the Parkway North, we are clear through the East Street Valley. 51 has usual slowdowns at Sawmill Run Boulevard, and on I-79, slowdowns start at Racetrack with a single lane of traffic at Locust Avenue. With AAA traffic on the 5, I'm Ellie Popovich on the Voice of Pittsburgh on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDK.
Yeah, we're looking at a high of 76 today. Plenty of sunshine, low humidity. We're in the upper 50s now, and that's where we'll be overnight. And then sunny and 84 tomorrow. After Thursday night's presidential debate and the aftermath, the debriefing we had here in the morning, and Marty Griffin, Colin Dunlap, and into the weekend, maybe you needed a mental break, but it has brought up a very important conversation for a lot of people. When is age a factor that would require mandatory retirement, or is that the case? It is certainly in some professions, and CBS Sunday Morning had a great story about this with Dr. John LaPook.
There's an old saying among doctors, if you've seen one 80-year-old, you've seen one 80-year-old. Some will act like they're 60 or 70, while others seem a lot older.
You hear a lot of people asking, how old is too old? And shouldn't it be, how old is too old for what function?
Absolutely. I could not agree more.
Is part of you just getting sick and tired of this discussion?
No, I'm never tired of discussing aging.
Dr. Louise Aronson is a geriatrician and professor of medicine at the University of California, San Francisco. Her best-selling book, Elderhood, is about redefining old age.
I honestly think anybody who's lived past their 40s knows age matters, right? Your body changes, your brain changes. What I would like to see is a conversation where we actually discuss the things that matter.
It gets tricky, right?
Because oh, absolutely.
You have things like wisdom,
right,
brushing up against decreasing cognitive function.
Right. I mean, there is a lot of variability.
A healthy human brain has up to 100 billion nerve cells making trillions of connections with each other. Recent research suggests a normal part of aging involves forgetting less important memories to help make room for new ones. The problem comes when normal forgetting is coupled with an abnormal process causing dementia.
I would say by far the biggest fear my patients have is that they're losing it.
Right.
And very often it'll start with, I couldn't think of a name. I mean, it was somebody who I know so well.
Right.
How important is that? How worried should they be?
I would say they should not be worried.
And what about misplacing objects?
Sometimes it's a matter of attention. So what may be happening in situations where people said, I couldn't find my keys, is that they weren't paying enough attention to the keys. Maybe they were talking to someone when they put them down, and consequently that memory isn't within their grasp in the way they would hope.
But if you find the keys and you don't know what they do.
Oh, that's a bigger problem, yes.
That distinction between normal and abnormal aging is increasingly important as the number of older workers continues to grow. And in most cases, mandatory retirement at a certain age is illegal.
Congress today gave final approval to a bill that outlaws mandatory retirement for most workers at any age.
But there are exceptions when public safety is at stake. For example, FBI agents must retire at 57, commercial airline pilots at 65. But there are no age limits for surgeons.
When I lecture about this subject of older surgeons around the country, I ask my audience, who in the audience has encountered a surgeon who should have stopped operating before he or she did? And the majority of hands go up. Doctors think that they know best.
Dr. Mark Catlick is a thoracic surgeon and chief of surgery for LifeBridge Health in Baltimore.
Let's go.
In 2014, he created the Aging Surgeon Program, a two-day physical and cognitive evaluation open to older surgeons from anywhere in the world, demonstrated here.
Okay, Kurt, you can stop.
I was pulled together a team, a multidisciplinary team of doctors, including geriatricians and neurologists and PTOT, physical occupational therapy people, ethicists, lawyers. We built this comprehensive, objective evaluation of a surgeon's physical and cognitive faculties.
What was the initial response of the surgeons who were going to be potentially subjected to this?
Almost everyone comes kicking and screaming and not wanting to come.
And what precipitates them being sent there in the first place?
Something has been identified as being problematic.
I want you to touch the block that I touch.
Okay.
Aside from evaluating surgeons flagged with a possible problem, LifeBridge is one of the few hospital systems in the country where all doctors and nurses over the age of 75 receive a neurocognitive assessment every 2 years.
Our doctors are very open-minded about it.
Dr. Catlick, 72, says tests like these actually help fight ageism by focusing on function rather than on chronological age.
I think you can make a very strong case for anybody who's in a high-impact profession. Doctors, airline pilots, high government officials, they should have some sort of screening at some age. In fact, I would take away the mandatory retirement for airline pilots and others. If you're okay, the test will show you're okay.
We've added a couple of decades, essentially an entire generation, onto our lives, and we haven't kind of socioculturally figured out how to handle that. And I think it's important. We need to discuss age.
Figuring out how to handle that, says Dr. Aronson, might just mean embracing the realities of getting older while realizing the end of working doesn't have to mean the end of a meaningful life.
We need ways of letting people work when they still can and of helping them to stop working when that's in their interests and the interests of the common good.
But the problem is that we really haven't figured out a way of giving people a gentle off-ramp to
yes.
whatever it is that they're doing that preserves their dignity,
yes.
their sense of who they are.
Almost all of us will live to that phase of life. And so if nothing but the most selfish of reasons, we should be doing that right now.
CBS's Sunday Morning, Dr. John Lapooka, very important conversation and one that many people are having now for obvious reasons. But Aaron, I'm surprised that commercial airline pilots' mandatory retirement age is 55. Now, that may sound old to you.
No, it doesn't, actually. I promise you it actually doesn't. That's kind of interesting.
And some of the other mandatory retirement ages may surprise a lot of people. But when you consider that the president is in his early 80s and Donald Trump's 3 years behind him.
Right.
For obvious reasons, this conversation came up this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
When is enough and enough?
And right.
I guess the takeaway is, it should be based on cognitive skills of the individual and not an age in and of itself.
Right.
Although I got to say, I've seen some pilots that look older than 55. Maybe it's just,
you're getting on the plane kind of like.
And now I've seen some pilots that look like they're really young.
Mm-hmm. And they just know what they're doing.
Hopefully. That's the plan.
Yeah.
Just keep this in mind. It has to be a pilot's first time to fly with passengers sometime.
Yep.
Also, at any time, we can hear from the Supreme Court and their rulings on presidential immunity and also two social media companies, one out of Florida and Texas, and those, particularly the one about former President Donald Trump and immunity as president, that will set precedent for the future, or will they just knock it back to the lower court? It'll be interesting to see whenever that announcement is made. We'll have it for you here on News Radio KDKA. And coming up right after the news at the top of this hour, we're going to check in with Andy Masick. He's going to join us in studio in our 9 o'clock hour. He is the president and CEO of the Heinz History Center. Big fan of his work, big fan of what they've done with that museum in the Strip District. If you haven't been, we'll tell you what's coming and looking forward to that. And speaking of the presidents, over the weekend, the fallout from what transpired Thursday night, with that story, CBS's Naomi Ruckum.
There are certainly growing concerns among party insiders and just regular American voters. The Democratic National Committee held a conference call over the weekend trying to paint a positive picture going forward. But many Democrats are simply uneasy about President Biden's ability to campaign, more so than his actual decision-making. President Biden departed South Jersey after a fundraiser this weekend on his way to Camp David. CBS News has learned he's had conversations there with family members who are urging him to stay in the race and keep fighting after his dismal debate performance. Some Democrats are also publicly voicing their support.
Joe Biden is not going to take himself out of this race, nor should he.
A new CBS News poll conducted after the debate shows 54% of Democratic registered voters say President Biden should be running for re-election, and 46% say he should not. A 10% shift compared to February. Of those who think he should not, the top reasons are age and decisions he might make in office. Some Republicans say the debate is proof the president is experiencing cognitive decline.
If you want to look at past performance to judge what's going to happen in the future, God help us all if Joe Biden gets reelected.
Another factor in the election is the pending Supreme Court decision expected later today on whether former President Donald Trump has immunity from criminal prosecution.
I think the president has immunity. It's not about whether he should pardon himself. Mm-hmm. It's about whether to be prosecuted in the first place for discharging his official duties.
As for fundraising after the debate, the Biden campaign says it has not impacted efforts, with $33 million raised since Thursday night.
At issue today is whether Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for his actions on January 6th. It seems highly unlikely the justices will determine that the former president has absolute immunity and cannot be criminally prosecuted at all. However, the timing here is crucial, even if the Supreme Court rules against Trump. And remember, he appointed three of these justices. It doesn't leave much time for the special counsel to try the former president on their indictment and expect a jury to reach a verdict before voters head to the polls in November.
CBS's Naomi Ruckum. It is 8:55 at KDKA from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. AAA traffic powered by Bowser and Genesis. Sub Monroeville now open. Let's check in with Ellie Popovich.
Larry, emergency crews are still with the accident in Sewickley at Ohio River Boulevard and Chestnut Street, so use caution if you are in this area. Over on the Parkway East, it is still a heavy spot this morning. It looks very congested as you make your way to Forest Hills approaching the Squirrel Hill Tunnels. And looking at the Parkway North, it has been clear all morning, all the way down through the East Street Valley. No delays right now on Route 28. And over on the Parkway West, it slows as you approach the far side of Green Tree Hill and continues to be slow, but moving as you make your way down to the Parkway Center into the Ford Pit Tunnels. With AAA traffic on the fives, I'm Ellie Popovich on the Voice of Pittsburgh on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDK.
And AccuWeather says mostly sunny with low humidity. Really a beautiful start to this July and holiday week. 76 will be the high, 57 tonight under a clear sky. Then we start getting warmer, 84 tomorrow, sunshine. And then Wednesday, 90 degrees. We're back to that with a chance for some late thunderstorms, maybe a thunderstorm July 4th in the afternoon, the high 85. And right now we're at 60 degrees.